the new Labour era.
Thank you. 27 minutes to 8. The government's about to announce what it calls the most radical and fundamental reform in a generation to social housing in England, adding to its similarly labelled changes in health, education and welfare. The housing plans involve scrapping the automatic right for new council house tenants to stay in their home for life. Councils and social housing landlords will in future be able to reassess a tenant's level of need and, if necessary, to evict them after 2 or more years. So what should be the point of council housing? An emergency shelter or a means of moving people out of poverty over the long term? Well, we'll talk to the Housing Minister, Grant Shapps, in a moment. But first, our reporter, Tom Bateman, has been to one estate in East London.
Well, this is the Regent's Estate in the London borough of Hackney. Now, you can spot the council-owned homes around here because they've all got blue iron gates over the front doors. And this area is home to hundreds of families with lifetime council tenancies.
Hello, my name is Kelly Langston.
So, Kelly, this is your street. It's a little pedestrianised kind of walkway. Quite a lot of houses, council houses off to our left.
I love this walk. I love this area. We've just been so lucky to be here.
So what's it like for you, Liam, living here?
Like my mum said, I normally play football out here. I think it's a suitable home for me, my sister and my mum.
This is my home, my little garden.
A little front garden, down some steps to the house.
Yeah, it opens straight out into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Not always great for me. But,
why is that?
You could always see the washing up if I haven't done it. But
it's all looking very clean and tidy.
So I was homeless as a teenager. Family breakdowns and things. I had that for many years. I was in lots of different hostels and I was in a domestic violence refuge for a while. And I remember when I came here, it was the first time that it was like, this house is going to be mine. It's going to be my home. It's going to be my home for forever, you know. Plus, it was the first stable home for me and my children. The kids are in a new school now, right around the corner, and it's our home now, yeah.
What's happening now, work-wise?
Well, I'm at university at the moment.
What are you studying for?
To be a midwife. I'm doing my adult nursing at the moment.
So what's the process with that? When do you become qualified? When can you do it?
it's going to take about 3-4 years, so...
And just tell me how, you know, you said how happy you were when you were told you get the lifetime tenancy. I mean, how important is that lifetime tenancy to you?
If they told me that, right, you've only got 2 years, it would have been just another temporary thing put on my head again. It's like, oh great, well it's not mine then, is it? And I wouldn't have felt secure.
So I'm guessing that having this, you know, you've talked a lot and, you know, you've said that you've got this very secure environment here, and I guess if you didn't have this security, you'd always be doing kind of lower paid jobs basically,
yeah,
just to try and make ends meet.
Better myself, yeah, and yeah. I'm not trying to move on.
Hi, I'm Tom. Sorry to interrupt your ironing.
That's all right. Well, I'm Jean. I'm a pensioner.
How long have you lived here?
1983 I came here with my mum and my brothers.
What's it like living here?
Do you really want to know?
Go on, tell me.
If you fart, they nick it. That's how bad it is.
Right.
It is. You can't leave nothing.
Right.
They take everything.
Yeah. But this is home, right?
Pun?
But this is home.
This is home, yes. This is our home, yes.
I mean, in your case, what would it have been like if when you'd moved in, someone had said to you, well, in 2 years' time, we'll review your situation. If you're no longer eligible for this place, you'll have to move somewhere else to private rented accommodation, for example.
Well, they're going to have to pay for everything, what we've done in here, wouldn't they?
What do you mean?
Well, we're painting and sorting out, trying to keep it all nice and clean.
Are you saying you wouldn't have had the same incentive to really make this place feel like home?
No.
Why not?
No way. But, well, because